The headlines this hour, over 2 months into the U.S. oil spill, the slick's hitting 100,000 barrels a day. A bomb blast targets German troops in northern Afghanistan. Casualties are reported. And Turkey sends ground forces into northern Iraq after a deadly PKK attack on its soldiers. Hello everyone, welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli in Tehran. Thanks for joining us. New figures show 100,000 barrels of oil a day gush into the Gulf of Mexico from BP's leaking well. The U.S. government had earlier estimated that up to 60,000 barrels spewed into the sea each day. This as the White House has criticized BP's chief, Tony Hayward, for going on a yachting holiday with his son amid the oil crisis. Well, BP has exhausted a series of operations to cap its leaking well deep in the Gulf of Mexico. They've all failed, letting millions of gallons of oil to escape into the Gulf since a rig exploded over 2 months ago. U.S. President Barack Obama has come under serious criticism for his handling of the situation. A bomb explosion has wounded three German soldiers in northern Afghanistan. The bombing took place in Kunduz province. The blast also damaged a German military vehicle. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman for the Taliban has claimed that the bomb blast destroyed three German vehicles and killed all people on board. The militants have stepped up their attacks across Afghanistan over the past months. Afghan and foreign troops are being killed in such attacks almost on a daily basis. The rising NATO casualties have increased opposition to the Afghan war in the U.S. and Europe. Now, Turkish ground forces have crossed into Iraq to counter deadly attacks by the militants of Kurdistan Workers' Party, better known as the PKK. Turkish soldiers chased the PKK militants 10 kilometers into northern Iraq. At least three militants were killed in the ground incursion. This followed deadly attacks on a barracks near Palu in eastern Turkey by the militants. Meanwhile, Iraqi Foreign Minister Hushar Zebari criticized Turkish cross-border attacks as, quote, a violation of Iraqi independence and sovereignty. Many Turkish troops and Kurdish militants have already been killed in the clashes over the past 2 days. The Turkish warplanes have also bombed PKK positions in northern Iraq. The fighting between Ankara and the Kurdish militants has been raging since 1984 and has left more than 45,000 people dead. Now, Israel's treatment of the German development minister has irked Berlin. Germany has slammed Israel for preventing Dirk Niebel from entering the Gaza Strip during his visit to the region. Niebel wanted to visit Gaza to meet representatives of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, known as UNRWA. Niebel called Israel's action a grave foreign policy mistake. He said time is running out for Tel Aviv to move away from hardline policies. Germany's foreign minister also condemned the decision by Tel Aviv and emphasized an end to the Gaza blockade. Germany is seen as Israel's staunchest ally after the United States. However, Berlin has been outspoken in its criticism of Tel Aviv, especially in the aftermath of the flotilla aid attack. Well, in Egypt, police have clashed with dozens of activists who were out to protest the death of a man reportedly beaten by police. A police official says at least 30 protesters have been arrested. The protest is the latest in a string of demonstrations over the death of a 28-year-old Khalid Said. Egyptians' rights groups say police beat him to death near an internet cafe in the port city of Alexandria last week. The man had reportedly posted a video on the web showing officers dealing drugs. Amnesty International has called for an immediate full investigation into the killing. Now, a Polish historian found guilty of questioning the Holocaust has been found dead in western Poland. A court in 2002 convicted Dariusz Rataszak for alleging that the Nazis never planned the Holocaust. The police are investigating Rataszak's death. However, they have ruled out murder. Police said they found no injuries in Rataszak's body during autopsy. The Holocaust denial is severely dealt with in western countries. Those who dare question the Holocaust risk heavy fines and prosecution. Kyrgyz forces removed security barriers from the southern city of Osh following the country's deadliest ethnic clashes in the past two decades. The residents say they still fear a return of last week's bloody violence.
Calm seems to have returned to Kyrgyzstan south after more than a week of deadly ethnic clashes between the country's majority Kyrgyz and minority Uzbek populations. Security barriers have been taken down from across the southern city of Osh, the main site of the unrest, now left in ruins.
As you walk into the city, you see the buildings are gutted, there are debris. About half of the buildings here are currently destroyed. The shops are closed. It's not even possible to get food right now, so it's too early to say exactly when things will improve.
The state of emergency, which was due to have expired on Sunday, has now been extended until June 25th. And despite talk of things getting back to normal, there are still fears of fresh violence breaking out.
This calm seems to be the lull before some kind of a storm, and people are concerned.
According to official figures, an estimated 191 people lost their lives in the violence that began on June 11th. But interim leader Roza Otenbayev says the real number is likely 10 times higher, at somewhere around 2,000. Aid agencies say up to 1 million people may have been affected by the unrest. This includes 100,000 who fled to neighboring Uzbekistan and 300,000 that have been displaced internally. And now, with the devastation left behind and fears of a humanitarian crisis growing stronger every day, the nation is looking to its government to see what will happen next.
It is still not clear what exactly is going to happen, but we know on Friday when the interim president, Roza Otunbayeva, came here, she said she would do her best to rebuild the city. Of course, it's too early to see signs of that.
You're watching the newsroom on Press TV. Quick check the headlines this hour. Over 2 months into the oil spill in the U.S., the slick is hitting 100,000 barrels a day. A bomb blast targets German troops in northern Afghanistan. Casualties are reported. And Turkey sends ground forces into northern Iraq after a deadly PKK attack on its troops.